Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
The cliffhangers, guys.
Oh,
the cliffhangers.
My gosh, that's how they get you. That's how they suck you in.
Girl.
I can't wait for the rest of the season now.
Go home and get your girl. I mean, that is dramatic.
I need to know who Peter's mom is talking about.
It's me.
Go home and get your girl.
It's me. I'm coming, Peter.
Who
and mama.
Do you guys think that his mom is talking about? Like, his mom knows Madison. We learned that from
Hannah
early.
Hannah B. Is it Hannah B?
I don't know.
Do you know? Who is it? Don't tell me. Tell me. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me because we're a no-spoiler show, guys.
Don't you tell me. I don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
I'm going to want to know, but don't tell me.
If you know, you don't tell us. But if you have a guess, you tell us who you
tell
think.
Tell us. Right
I
now.
I want to know. Yeah.
Who do you are they talking
who,
about?
Who do you love for Peter? I just love Peter.
I don't know this season,
we can
guys.
Start. Wait. Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Holly Julian.
And I'm Megan Evie.
For anybody that hasn't watched our show before, I was on season 12 of The Bachelor, and I was also on Bachelor Pad, won that show, and got engaged on it. And I'm still married to my husband from that show.
And I got a baby.
And we do. But we have a five-month-old baby, and she's the best. And Megan has never seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or Bachelor Pad or Bachelor in Paradise. None of the shows before.
So I'm her cousin. I'm Megan. I've never seen it. I'm the perfect co-host
perfect
for this.
Perfect co-host. I thought we need this raw, real, you know, like.
Hey.
She's raw and real.
Like, it's unprofessional. But I've never seen it, so this is literally my first time watching a full entire season all the way through it. Give me back my damn pen.
Don't you point that pen at me.
I will do it.
So we are on Facebook Live right now. You are watching through that. You can also watch on YouTube. You can also subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. And
I mean, all of the avenues.
Yeah, and we want you to interact with us.
Yes.
If you guys have questions about this episode or any part of The Bachelor,
write
really.
Write them below.
Yeah, go
tag
ahead and write
tag us in
them.
All the stuff you want us to see on Instagram in here.
Yeah, like, send us pictures. We want to see it all, guys.
I
show us.
Know it all.
Show it, not nudies. We don't want to see those.
Send those. DM us those. Okay, guys? We want to see those. I mean, let's talk about last episode,
okay,
though.
Yeah, yeah. Before we start talking about
this episode.
Oh, my God,
guys, you're about to see my wiener. Oh, God. Nobody can see my wiener.
Before we, you know, this is the favorite part of everybody's, this is the favorite part, everyone tells us
the recap.
We are going to recap some parts of last week's episode, our favorite parts.
Yes.
So there was the first date.
The one-on-one.
The one-on-one date with Hannah Ann
and Peter.
So let's go ahead
let's recap that one.
We're here in Chile today.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're here really just to embrace the culture.
Like, oh my word, I don't even know how to eat this politely. Oh my goodness, I don't even know.
Have you ever been in a serious relationship?
I've never felt love, but I was in a serious relationship for 3.5 years.
So, have you really never been in love before?
I was never in love, no.
Oh. Oh shit, am I supposed to be crying right now?
But I can already tell Peter, I'm falling in love with you after these 6 weeks.
Bitch, you lying. You ain't even crying. Please excuse me for a second.
Down by myself in there when you got up and left. I've been crying because this is what I want.
I believe you now. I had to walk away from Hannah Ann tonight at dinner. I just had a rumbly in my tumbly. I had all those hot dogs all day. Frankly, I just had a fart. Excuse me.
I mean, thank God for whatever smell that was up there, because it definitely helped me tear up some.
I mean, guys, that was the episode, like, I mean, that was the exact date, I think,
I'm
right?
pretty sure that, well, and I feel, Bino, the medication.
Yeah.
Holla Peter, at your girl, Peter, boy.
Peter should have taken some of that. That was Megan's interpretation of why he got up and left, that he just had really bad gas.
He ate hot dogs all damn day. They give me gas, too. What kind of... And then, so then after that whole date...
I never noticed there was a cat on their date either.
Wow, that's a mean P-U-S-S-Y. But so then later on in that episode, they send home Victoria P. And we have a recap of that one, too.
Peter and Victoria P. have a little intimate time before he sends her home.
So, John, go ahead. Let's see that one.
There's something I need to talk to you about. I just don't think you're my wife.
Peter, I don't know what that just meant. I want to leave. I want to leave. Can I get a cab? I want to leave. Hey, I have been nothing but vulnerable with you, Peter. Is there a cab?
Guys, Peter has never looked better. I am so hot right now.
Peter is ratchet.
Peter
is ratchet in those videos.
Peter is
hot. Peter strangely looks like my brother in those videos.
I feel like he strangely looks like both your brothers combined as one.
I am both my brothers.
It's kind of amazing.
Okay, so then, yay, Victoria P goes home.
Bye. Bish, bye.
It was uncomfortable because we did make a video talking about her, and then she got on our Instagram page and liked it.
And also DM'd me with all of, like, whenever I was doing the ones of her crying and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
She did do that, and I was, okay.
Whatever. All right.
We're gonna backpedal. You look great, girl.
We're not here for them. We're here for you
we're
guys.
Here for
we're
you
here to
guys.
Make you guys laugh.
I'm here to make you laugh. That's what we're going to freaking do.
So the last thing that was important, I think, on last episode was Mike Hanna's
Oscar speech.
And very fitting because the Oscars were on last night. So go ahead and play Mike Hanna from last week.
Peter, believe me or not, but I'm speaking my damn truth.
I'm just going to keep fighting for us because Peter's worth it and our love is worth it. And I'm worth it. Tammy might think that I'm weak. But I'm strong as hell. I'm a strong-ass woman. I will not let someone like her get in my damn way. I will not allow it. Tammy, I want to say something to you. And please do not interrupt me. I don't know what your role was the other night. Maybe to make me feel small and weak. But at the end of the day, you made me find my own damn voice. And I am a strong woman, and I will not let people like you tear me down anymore. And at the end of the day, kindness wins. Love wins. And bringing people down, it never wins.
Mike Hanna.
What an Oscar speech, girl.
You did that damn tampon commercial great. I mean, I'm ready to go buy some Kotex.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Okay, guys, let's move on to our episode.
I mean, that was intense.
We have six girls left.
And Kelsey, they're in Patty.
Kelsey, Victoria F., Natasha, Hannah Ann, Kelly, Madison.
Donner and Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, all of those. It was really hard to remember.
We started off the episode with Peter knocking on the door, which all the girls are expecting a date card, and surprise, it's Peter.
Yay.
No one ever wants to surprise Peter.
Oh my God, am I going home right now?
They are in Lima, Peru.
I love Peru.
Yes, and the first one-on-one date of the episode goes to Madison. Thank God, finally.
Wholesome.
Guys,
no
we
drama.
Love Madison. She's my number one draft pick right now. And I thought it was so cute that immediately she run. I don't know if you noticed this.
Did she wrap her legs around him?
She's the only one that didn't.
Hallelujah, because he picked her up. Literally can't stand
and
that
she
shit.
She went straight, which her dad is going to be real proud of her.
You raised her right.
Yeah, she didn't wrap her legs around him like everybody else.
Literally all of the women in the history of ever of the show, apparently.
You've only watched this season.
Exactly.
But she's true. It's true. Everyone wraps their legs.
I can't stand
it. I don't
that.
Know when that started. When did that start become a thing? I don't remember because I don't ever remember doing it.
Yeah, she did. She probably did. Right before she moonwalked.
She got to bring that up every episode. Okay, so Hannah Ann jumps on him and then she says...
No, Maddie.
I mean, Maddie,
get
God.
Your shit together.
I mix those two up all the time.
She mixes them all up.
Yes. So Peter...
They're cute.
She says, like, I miss you. I've missed you. And they miss each other. They miss each other, guys. If that isn't a love connection, I don't know what is.
I don't know.
They miss each
She's
other.
She's not dramatic. She's not, like, all up into that. She just is sweet as pie and just likes him. They're just sweet. And she's happy, in a good mood all the time, and I like her.
They look cute together.
They're at the same attractive level,
I feel like that's important in a relationship. They have to look cute together.
Yes, and they're so sweet.
They go really well.
I like it.
So his body language is, he's all into her. Like he
kind
is,
like I am to her, but she's pushing away.
Yeah.
She's pushing away.
He's like leaning in and holding her. I think, okay, like you can tell that he likes Madison a lot.
Well, how about when homegirl was getting ready for her date? She's been using her Rodan and Fields.
lashes were long.
You can write her, and I'm sure you can get 10% off of your Rodan and Fields and become a whatever distributor.
Whatever. But I see Peter and Madison together. Like I see it working. I don't see it working. Like I don't see it working with Victoria. I don't see it working with Kelsey. There's just there's so much drama with
too
everybody.
Too much drama.
But I see Kelsey. Not Kelsey. Is I that, see.
Hold what, on. I'm like right my here. Deaf ear. I'm still deaf. Like I don't know. I hear noises and I'm like, Mom, Mom, is that you?
But I see it working with Madison. Like I see them getting engaged and I see them being married and I see them growing old together.
I know.
I can see it, and I can't see it with anybody else.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about, like...
They were making out on that boat.
They were making out on the boat, and then how about, like... can we talk about the dinner? I know sometimes you yell at me. Can we talk about them eating dinner?
Yes, we can talk about...
Okay, thanks.
Well, they were making out on the boat, and she said she might get seasick, so I was very concerned.
I feel you.
I get real seasick. Right, if that were me, I'd be throwing up in his mouth.
Okay.
Who said that? That's disgusting.
You're gross.
Okay.
But no. Okay, dinner time.
They go dancing. Remember that awkward...
Oh, that was really awkward.
That weird music. They had some real weird music. And, of course, they have to freaking throw Peter in dancing in every episode.
I just feel like he's kind of dorky. Like, he's dorky. Okay.
Yeah.
She's dorky.
She was like, Peter's dorky.
Like, he's very dorky.
Peter is real dorky. I don't know. I like it. I think he's... I think he's adorable.
Like, he's very adorable, but he's a dork. He's a dork.
Can we talk about... Guys.
Guys. Guys.
During the Oscars last night, there was a commercial, a Bachelor commercial.
Oh, shit.
Did you see it?
I have seen it all over the freaking social media, Instagram.
It was Peter without a shirt on.
My love,
my darling,
I hunger for your touch.
Okay, so that commercial aired, and let me tell you what I noticed. Peter, at the beginning of the season, I had made a comment that said his body wasn't so great. Maybe he took it to heart because he looked real good in that commercial. His body looks much better. I was sitting there watching it over and over, and Blake...
Masturbating to it.
Blake said, okay, I think you watched that commercial enough. And it wasn't like I was staring at his body. I was just like, in awe at what the heck I was even watching.
Oh, like
this, what the heck is this? Like all those hands all over him.
It was insane.
Anyway. Wait, I have a little fun fact.
Oh, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Pew, pew, pew. Fun fact.
Fun fact. Oh, here we go. I got to film that ghost scene with Blake right before we got engaged.
I was going to say, they
never aired it. The footage is somewhere out in Bachelor Land. But we got to do that whole thing. I'm terrible at pottery, but I did learn that Blake is excellent at it. We have some pieces from his childhood that he did. So there's my fun fact.
That is a fun fact. It's somewhere on VHS. Somewhere.
Oh, get out of here with that. Okay, so we're back to the story at hand. Dinner under the stars with Madison.
I mean, it was cute.
She looked beautiful.
And I love the fact that she was talking about her faith and it's important to her.
It's important to me.
And it was really sweet because I feel like that's really important in a relationship. Like, you got to talk about that. And he even owned up and he was like, listen, I could be better. I want to be better with you. And she's talking about her dad. Like, I think you're like my dad. And I feel like that's so important.
That was the make or break conversation. Like, she was worried about it. All the girls in the house knew that she wanted to have that conversation.
And they were worried about it, too.
They were worried about it because they said if he doesn't feel the same, she's going home. Because I feel like Madison would have been strong enough to walk away and say.
And she would have been okay with life.
Listen, I do love you, but you're not the man for me. You're not the man that I want to grow old with.
I love that. She's strong in her convictions, and I dig it.
I know.
You go, girl. And then, what does he say? I think I'm falling in love with you.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian man. I can be better in my faith.
I already said that.
Yeah, but he said it.
You're not listening to me.
And then.
Let's have us a one-on-one.
Look at these rose earrings. We accept this.
Who got this for you?
This bitch. Hey, guys. On my season of The Bachelor, I tried to bring up religion because it is important to me. And he shut me down so hard and was like, I don't want to talk about religion. We don't do that on here. And I was like, how am I supposed to get to know you and what you find important in your life?
Well, there you go.
That wasn't meant for me.
All right, Brittany Bolt says, I love them together. If he doesn't choose her, I'm going to be so sad. And I'm going to be sad too. And I don't think he's going to choose her.
I do. I mean, I love her. I love him. I love her for him. I don't know. I think he needs to send all the girls home right now. I think she's it.
And she is it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think
he said she was the benchmark.
He says a lot of stuff.
He said he was farting to fall in love with her. Farting to fall.
I mean, you know what's on her brain is she gets so embarrassed, guys, about talking about farting and anything.
Know.
She doesn't do that. Look at her. She's crawling in her skin. And
that video that I had to make as Peter, it was so embarrassing.
She's like, as Peter, not me.
I am embarrassed for myself.
Embarrassed.
Okay, but I started to tear up a little bit when he said he was falling in love with her. That I'm so happy. He was so brave.
He was so brave. But then I think about it, too. I'm like, she just got done talking about her religion and everything like that, and it's very important to her, and clearly she's a virgin. And then he's like, I think I'm falling in love with you. And I'm like, wait a second. Is this a ploy to try to get in her little religious pants?
Mm.
Like, that's what I was going to. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's because Megan's a big old pervert. That's all you think about, getting into people's pants.
Well,
whatever. Game over. Madison, in my head, is the number. She's the winner.
Trying to, like, hide my wiener. I keep trying to poke out.
Listen, Madison's the benchmark, bitches.
I don't know.
She is. She is. Try to top that.
And then the next one-on-one date goes to Natasha.
First, Madison gets a rose.
Yeah, she gets a rose.
That's good. She's moving on.
She made it to the next level.
She's going to meet his family. Her family. Wait, he's going to meet her family. There's water in my cup.
This is a shit show. So, yes, they're going to meet her family. And then the next one-on-one is Natasha. But can we please talk about how Hannah Ann read the one-on-one date for Natasha? She is like, we got to know, guys. Vamos a explorar. Hannah Ann, your Spanish is impeccable.
Yeah.
You studied abroad.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. I couldn't get over that. It made me die.
Muy bien.
Okay. Avocados from Mexico.
So, yes, she gets a rose. We're moving on. Natasha gets a one-on-one date. I swear to you, the moment I saw her get the date card, I thought,
You pulled it.
He hasn't spent much time with her. I don't think she's going to get a rose. I don't think he had such a strong connection with her. And there's other girls that have had more dates and mm-hmm. time with him, and she hasn't. I love her to pieces. Natasha, I love you. I would date you in 2 seconds.
You are sassy.
Somebody better scoop that girl up, because she is the cutest.
Miss Dorothy Watt says, how do you feel about him holding the rose as he lets Natasha home? Did he have to hold that like a mm-hmm. wand in her face? That's what we said. I was like, that was a total psych move. Like, he's like, I have this rose for you. Psych!
Yep.
Your ass ain't getting it. You're going home. Bye.
Yep.
I didn't like that. I bet you the producers told him to do it.
Of course they did. And if I were her, I would have, as he was sending her home, I would have picked it up and ran off with the rose. Parting gift, taking it.
Gotcha, bitch.
But I did feel really bad. I mean, they had a very surface level date. It was just like
you could tell
dancing
it was
in
not
the
for
streets.
Her.
It wasn't, I mean, there's just, they had a very surface level.
Everything.
There was nothing deep.
Nothing. Every time she tried to get deep about the relationship, like, where do you see us in the future, he was totally like copping out, like saying like very safe answers, like not getting deep with her. But how cute was the alpacas? Like, she was like, she got the white alpaca and the brown alpaca, and she's like, this is us.
It was adorable.
That was really sweet. I do like her, and she's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
And she's, I hate to beat a dead horse, but she's genuine. Like, she really is.
We don't beat horses around here.
Oh, God. I'm vegan.
But if you notice their dinner plate as he kicked her off, they didn't touch it. There was, I mean, give her a snack for the ride to the airport or something.
Can you do that to me?
Girl, be hungry, I'm sure.
I'll eat it.
I need some snacks for the airport. I'm sure she did.
I need some snacks right now.
All right. But that date wasn't anything.
No.
It was just like, okay, you knew as soon as you saw them together, you're like, okay, this might not be happening.
I'm really sad because, like, I mean, another reason why I like Natasha is she never gave us any, like, material to use to do a recap video. Like, did she?
Yeah. We couldn't be Natasha.
I know. And I was like,
Victoria P, right, or Victoria F, because I keep playing with my hair. I never have my hair straight.
And she's going to start arguing with me soon, telling me that I'm...
And I'm playing with it a lot, feel like Victoria F right now.
Like...
Okay, so then the third date card, one-on-one date, goes to...
Oh, y'all, I have been so proud of her, Kelsey. Because she didn't cry last episode. She was taking care of my Kenna. And then this episode, she made it halfway through the episode before she got her shaky cry voice. And I felt like she got her shaky cry voice for a good reason. Like, it was sad what she was talking about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, good for her. But, okay, so they're one-on-one as they're, like, running up the hill. And he's like, we got to keep running. We got to keep going. We got to go. And she's, like, keeping up with them. And then they're, like, laying there. And he's like.
And then he said, I want to do these things the rest of my life.
I'm like, bitch, you better get to the gym.
I would have died if she would have been like, all right, I'm out. Like, this isn't for me. I'm not about this hiking life.
However, she was, like, totally not out of breath. Like, she just kept saying, mm-hmm.
He was out of breath because she was laying on top of his chest after he hiked that. He didn't have much lung capacity at that point.
I was like, bitch, you better go get on the elliptical. I want to keep doing these. I was like, you better have a heart attack, son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better get some nitroglycerin under that tongue.
So, nurse joke. So, Kelsey, we find out, talks to her dad, and she hasn't spoken with her dad in 10 years. And
then long time.
Her mom and her dad don't talk. She has developed a relationship again with her dad. She has
just
not
recent.
Yes, she has not told her sisters or her mom.
She told her sisters, just didn't tell her mom.
Okay, so I'm really hoping she has told her mom before tonight. Because that's an awkward couch situation.
I know, but I love how she was like, listen, yo, this is what I told my mom, so, like, she don't know this, so don't bring it up in front of her, okay? Like,
she said it just like that.
Yo.
I'm Sydney.
Yo, you be wildin', okay. I can't move around too much. I'm about to fall out.
But she, woo! Yeah, Megan had surgery on her inner ear like 2 weeks ago. Not even.
I ain't a punk bitch.
She's a punk
bitch.
Anyway, right. So she's a little dizzy all the time. Jessica Yarbrough says she has a grass stain in her butt already when she was struggling up the hill. Oh, so she fell. She had a grass stain on her butt already.
Girl, I love how you noticed that. I did like her jeans.
Why are you staring
though?
At her butt?
Jessica, why are you staring at that butt?
Those jeans were real cute. She probably got them from Twill.
She probably got them from Forever 21.
Probably.
That's where I get my clothes. What are you planning?
So, Kelsey gets a rose. I was iffy on this.
I thought she, I like her. I thought she was going to, I knew she was going to get one.
I didn't know. I thought, I was like, I don't know what he sees in her.
I think she's a sweet girl. I feel really bad for her. My heart does break for her because, like, her parents went through a divorce at such, like, a vulnerable time in her life. And then, like, she doesn't have a good relationship with her dad. And then she's trying to find that. And I feel like as you're growing up, having that relationship with your dad does help kind of mold what you're going to look for in a significant other. And so, I mean, it's hard. And she was standing up for herself. She's like, I want somebody who cares for me. I want somebody who's going to be there for me, not to put me last. So for her to kind of say that and not have that father figure in her life, I was like, oh, my heart.
Yeah.
And she did a good job. She didn't really cry. She just teared up a lot during that conversation. So I was sad for her.
What about that eyeshadow? You liked it.
I thought she had gone dark.
Megan is a makeup artist, and every time someone has some messed up makeup, this one's commenting about it.
This was my thought process on her makeup.
She loves Madison's eyelashes. They're great.
She just went too hard on the blending and just kept blending up, just to make it look better.
That was some real...
It was not there.
Dark eyeshadow.
But this is what I always tell people. When you try to do a smoky eye, it's going to look like shit till it doesn't. So just keep going. And she definitely kept going.
She did not stop.
She did not stop.
So after that really hard talk, Peter was really sweet with her.
I like their relationship.
Yeah, I do too. I do like their relationship. I think she has cried a lot.
She is a very
she's had a lot
sensitive
a lot
soul.
Of yeah she's a very emotional person, mm-hmm. which every time someone cries he tends to throw roses at them.
Just take it.
I think maybe he just likes tears.
Yeah, I think he likes maybe a little he's bit of like, drama.
Yeah, maybe
I do think he does, and it's on my nerves.
Mm.
Weak.
So Kelsey gets a rose, guaranteed a hometown date. They're going to Iowa, home of Champagne Gate.
Des Moines.
Yes.
Lindsay Brady says, what about Kelly saying, I'm an attorney? Yeah, that.
Oh, we're getting, really we're getting, okay, let's talk about the 3-on-1 date, guys. This is unheard of. A 3-on-1 date.
I mean, it was.
This doesn't happen. Has this ever happened? I don't recall.
I couldn't tell you.
I know. I don't ever recall a 3-on-1 date. There's usually a 2-on-1 date, and it's about halfway through the season. So a 3-on-1 date, big deal.
All brunettes, too.
Yeah, it was weird seeing them all lined up in the car.
I'm sitting here, in my mind, I'm thinking, how can we make a recap video? With
all three of us.
We need a third person. Who wants to volunteer?
Who wants to come be Kelly? In our video.
That's who wants good. To do it?
Okay, so,
but yeah, so Kelly is very, I would say she's almost cocky in a sense of her saying, like, Hannah Ann's a baby, she's 23, mm-hmm. Victoria F., she's a hot mess, like, she's constantly crying. I mean, I'm an attorney, like, I'm a catch with her deep voice. And she just got a little cocky on this thing.
I think so. Yeah, I was. And at that point, I thought, as soon as she kept saying, but I'm an attorney, I was like, she's going home. She is going home. This is very obvious to me at this point. And she kept saying, who's going home? And I was like, it's going to be Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's going to be Kelly. But right when they get to the date, the guy said, please have a seat. And I thought, oh, Kelly's wearing all white. Like, can I get a something to sit on this outside bench right here? Because I can't sit.
And then how about, like, for I just, her outfit choices lately. I'm like, girl, like
those striped pants
that she did. They weren't my favorite. They weren't very flattering. And then
we're not here to talk bad, but
I did not like those pants.
Yeah.
And then she wore all white. I was like,
if you want to be Kelly on our episode, you have to wear all white.
I mean, but I just, I was not a fan. And then he pulls away who first? Hannah Ann. And she like, what does Kelly do whenever he, I could not. I just could not. I was like, what is she doing? She is cocky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
uh-uh.
So I'm a lawyer, and you're just too young, so.
Your voice has to be deeper.
I'm a lawyer. My name is Kelly. I'm getting a rose. Peter's coming.
Just get your ass
Peter's up. Coming home to meet my family.
No, I ain't, though.
No, I feel like she stayed down here a while, and I am very comfortable.
You're going to get a
I've had a long day.
Shut up.
It all started when I started watching The Bachelor.
I feel like I could be your therapist counselor. Like that.
Yeah, you sure could.
I could.
Okay, so Hannah Ann on the date looks so pretty.
Like,
guys, she's adorable. She's a little cutie pie.
She really is so pretty. And that blue, she is young. Like,
she's 23. She's a little young.
But she was really, she started crying. Smart move on her part.
She started crying.
Because the last time, you could tell he was just wanting a little something extra from her, like pulling tears out. Like, she was trying hard, and the first thing she was like,
he's like, oh, you're crying. Let
oh,
me run,
thank
and,
God.
Let me run and get you
producers,
a rose.
Producers, get me a rose. Get me the get damn me rose.
We got a crier. We got a crier.
We got a crier. And then she was like, I wrote you a note. And she like pulls it out.
She has a whole list of things she loves about Peter.
And I saw it, and it just reminds me of middle school.
Oh, really? Let me pull out Exhibit A. This week, Megan gave me this book called Things I Love About You. And it's an entire book filled with all the things she loves about me.
I can't
so
help
is it.
It
middle school?
Bish.
Yeah.
In front of my family? In front of my friends?
Let's read it.
Let's read some. What is my favorite body part?
She likes my butthole.
I laugh so hard at that, guys.
I love how you love me even though I eat meat and say cuss words.
I do. I do eat meat and say cuss words.
Shame on you.
Damn it.
Yeah, so as soon as she wrote that, all the things she... I was like,
you
Megan
bitch.
Just
you
gave
bitch.
Me a book of things she loves about me. But as I started writing down things I love... Why I love Megan during the episode...
Oh God, okay. Okay, how do we get ready?
I only have three.
Oh, I had 50.
These
bitch.
Might sound familiar.
Oh.
You make time for me.
Oh, shit.
You make me feel beautiful.
Oh, tell me.
You have the mouth of a sailor.
You damn right I do, bitch. You damn right I do.
That was all. I ended on the high note.
I wanted you to cry.
I started writing down her notes, her list, and then I was like, oh, these are all the reasons I love you.
Oh.
Anyway.
Guys, I'm a little emotional.
Oh. Genevieve Olsen says, what do you think about Victoria F. Stain? Oh, gosh.
Girl,
we have a lot. Let's, okay.
We got plenty.
I guess we don't have to talk about Kelly because she was the overconfident one, and that was
never,
it.
Never. Life lesson. Don't be overconfident, because...
Just be regular confident.
Just be...
Why not be overconfident?
Because, bitch, you're gonna get sent home.
I think you can be overconfident, but don't be cocky.
Okay. All right, I misspoke.
End quote, Holly Julian.
Albert Einstein.
Yes. Michael Scott.
Who's that?
The Office.
Oh, I started watching that.
Okay, so let's talk about Victoria F. Peter. Come on.
I just feel like you're like having an attitude with me always.
No, she said, you're just always in a mood. You're in a mood.
This bitch is having her tactic, and I'm gonna say it right now.
It's a tactic,
I've
guys.
I've been saying it since the beginning. She's gonna win because she's doing this shit.
She's making him fight for her.
Yes. And it's like a very middle school, high school-y way, like picking fights out of nowhere.
They act like they have been in a tumultuous.
It's very tumultuous relationship here.
Okay.
Listen.
Everybody go to Instagram and look at her trying to say manipulative.
Manipulative. Or
there we go. Okay, so
manipulative.
You can't say that word.
It's hard. They I act like hear.
They have been in a relationship for a very long time, but not a good relationship.
No, it's why, the one. They, it's like
they're bickering. It's but it's her. It's her bickering, and he's like,
and he's like, he's I so just confused. Don't know what, he's so like,
but he keeps her around.
He's weak. He's weak. Grow some balls, God Almighty. Yes.
And he always is like, how are you feeling? And she doesn't ever know.
She's I don't know. Peter. Like,
I don't know. You sound like Victoria P.
I bet. That's just, they're all so whiny. That's just how I talk now, guys. I've been nothing but vulnerable with you. They all say vulnerable. Vulnerable, genuine, journey.
This is my truth. This is my truth.
I swear, like, those are the main, like, every episode, you have to at least say genuine once, journey once. Like, you have bullet points you have to meet each episode.
Yes.
Jessica Yarborough says, I think Kelly was being cocky in saying she was an attorney because she was up against a model and a middle schooler. I agree.
Oh, man. That's really a good funny.
One. That's a good one. I think that's correct.
I guarantee Kelly was acting like that because she felt threatened.
Yeah, for sure. And that was the only way she knew how
and
to.
And her, I feel like her throwing herself on the couch, laying down, was, that was being, that's just like, that's cocky. That's arrogant.
Arrogant.
Like, don't do that. Like,
don't. Yeah. You're wearing white pants. We can see right through them.
She was getting backed into a corner.
Yeah.
And that was her defense mechanism to talk about how smart
she was. Oh, my God. We're getting so deep on this. Like, guys.
We're not deep. Okay. Like, this is not that kind of show,
how about
Megan.
Hannah Ann, I feel like she was, like, the last episode when she was like, I just want to get deep. I don't want to stay shallow where the minnows are because they're not deep.
Like, I felt like that's what she said the last time. And I was like, wait, what?
Does anybody else remember that? She's looking at me like I'm an idiot. But it was stupid. Sorry.
What is she talking about?
What is she saying?
What is she saying?
To speak British the rest of the time.
Okay. All right. How are we going? All right, guys, it's roast time. What we say?
Good night, mate.
No, that's Australian.
I know, that's what said.
No, I'm British.
What are you?
British. So Victoria's walking to the car and says, I don't want to go.
All right, speak Victoria F. That's all you're going to do now.
Yeah, so he picks up the rose. Hey, Victoria, can I speak with you?
I don't want to go.
I literally just yelled at my 13-year-old today for that.
Get your ass up.
We're going to talk. I don't want to go. I could not believe she was acting like that.
It's like you know, like when you're a mom and you, like, get into your child's ear and you're like, get your ass right here now. Like, that's what I felt like it was. Like, can I talk to you? I don't want to go.
And then you're Peter. Act like you're sending me home.
Victoria, I want to talk to you, and I want you to stay. I could not.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Here we are. Cheer me up. We're staying.
Good night, governor.
So I hated that she didn't look at him the whole time. And like, he's trying to have a serious adult conversation. Get in your chair, girl.
I know. I'm like, okay. I
was cover your coochie. This is a children's show.
Put the mouse pick in the house. This is the family show.
Okay. Yeah, she wouldn't look at him.
Ooh. Oh, God. And then guys, she's like, I'm so excited.
Sometimes I love her and sometimes I don't.
I liked her in the very beginning because I was like, yep, I like her. And now
I didn't like her at the very beginning.
You didn't. I did.
Oh, I didn't like her because she said she was wet.
Well.
And now I understand.
She is jealous.
She was wet from all the tears that she's been crying this whole time now.
I swear to God. It's like
she flips so fast. I don't
know. She likes to fight because it's pulling Peter along. Peter's invested in it now.
He looks so stressed out.
She stresses me out. I would do that, but I can't. Nice.
Okay.
And
so
this is her tactic, and I have said it before, and I say it again. She's gonna win because of this, and then they're gonna break up.
She thinks she's gonna win because of this.
I know. I want to bet money.
If it isn't Madison, I'm out of here.
I know. I like
the show's over. We're leaving.
How about Madison for the new Bachelorette? I feel like that she'd be a good role model for all these kids out there these days.
Wait, seriously though, they always usually pick a Bachelorette from this season.
Do you think it should be somebody from here or somebody new?
Or bring back like Hannah B and let her find love again.
Round seven.
I don't but know. Like, who do you guys think should be the next Bachelorette? Because I think Madison would be a great one, but I want her to be with Peter so bad.
Well, she ain't gonna win. So it's gonna be. I say Maddie. Maddie Pruitt.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah, that's cute though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but I have a question for you regarding the show. Do you, like when Natasha went, like got sent home, they already had the car waiting for her, and then somebody went and got her bags for her. Like, does she have to pack up before she goes on these dates?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You have to pack before every date.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You have to. Every single, either a group date, everyone has to pack before rose ceremonies, everyone has to pack. Because you don't know.
That's so hard.
Yeah, so all my suitcases, I had to pack before my two-on-one date, and they put both of our suitcases by the door.
Oh.
And then.
That's so dramatic.
In comes the Grim Reaper. Okay. And wheels the suitcase out.
What about the car? Like, is there, like, they know that he's going to send her home, and there's a car outside waiting?
Well, he tells them.
Yeah, but like, so like, is there a car waiting, or are they like, call beep boop 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 boop?
They don't
boop,
call
boop.
A cab. Like, can I get a cab? Can I get out of here? You know, there's a car outside waiting for
like,
you.
Bitch, what you think you gonna walk
Victoria P, there is a car outside waiting for your ass. Yeah, so he had to. He at some point
they know.
He told the producers, "Hey, I'm not feeling it. I'm gonna send her home."
But then they're like, also. Act like you're gonna give her the rose, and then say, "Gotcha, bitch. You ain't getting this rose."
Like you going home without food and a rose.
Oh God, I'm hungry. I want that food. Okay. So, another question.
What? Oh, you got more questions.
I got more questions. So with
do you guys have questions?
Let us know. Okay. But with like when they're all on their dates, like their one-on-one dates, and the girls are in the house, but they're in like a foreign country, like. Do they get, like, spending money to go do something fun and, like, sightsee or anything? Or are they literally stuck in the house all day?
I'm going to take this as a personal attack. I didn't leave the country.
Oh.
We can phone a friend and ask Blake.
Oh. Blake. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop. Blake.
Can I call Blake?
No, so, like, what are they, like, okay, well. Because I was about to say, I guess when you were in the house, you have the pool, you can, like,
we didn't
drink.
Get to leave the house unless we were on a date. So I think they just keep you in the hotel. They don't want you out, like, exploring.
I didn't know that you didn't get to go
anywhere. My season was in 1902.
They hadn't invented cars yet.
Right. We got to go, like, if we wanted to leave, we got to go get mine gold outside.
We had to dig it.
Yeah.
Gretchen Miller says Kelly for next Bachelorette. That's my vote. I liked Kelly prior to this episode.
Right. This episode she bugged me, but I also think she doesn't have a fun side to her.
Like she's very serious.
I think she would be too serious, but
then she would probably
I don't know. They couldn't throw any like fun guys on the show because I feel like she would be like just wean them out.
Yeah, she's too and serious. Then, maybe.
Yeah, I think she would want some.
She's very like black would. Or white, like very cut and dry. Kathleen Gibson says Hannah V or McKenna. If she doesn't win, McKenna. McKenna. Could you imagine? God, Dalkus.
Well, McKenna's not gonna win because she's kicked off.
Well, it's like the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, she said if she doesn't win.
Oh.
McKenna's gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But McKenna is the next Bachelorette.
My mind. Could you imagine? That tongue would just be... her lips would be raw.
Who wants that all over their screen every week?
Like, I feel like she's like...
You know what? Natasha would make a great Bachelorette.
She would make it. Natasha for Bachelorette.
Yes! Natasha for Bachelorette.
That's my vote.
Well, I didn't think of that.
She'd be great. I love Natasha, her. Natasha, we like you.
I think that's a great idea.
That is a good idea. John, put that question back up. Sorry.
What?
Katie Marling says Natasha should be the...
Oh, yeah. We got really excited about that. Oh, my God. That.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even read it.
What do you think I've been talking about?
I thought it just popped in your brain. Bitch.
Well, no. She wrote in and said it.
Oh, well, you didn't read her name, so.
Sorry, I got really excited that I was like, oh, why did I think of Natasha?
Good job, Katie. Sorry, Holly's unprofessional.
No, I'm not. It popped in my brain on my own.
Oh. Lies. All lies.
Okay.
Kathleen Gibson says, why was Peter sweating so much on the one-on-one date with Madison? Because he was like, how can I get in her pants? How can I lie to her to get in her pants?
That's not it. I didn't see his sweat.
He just was loving
it. Girl, you want to make me sweat?
Sweat till I can't sweat no more. And if you cry,
I'm going to push it some more.
Push it some more.
This is turning into karaoke night,
I know.
Guys.
Guys, I meant to bring my...
No way. Can my Canna be the Bachelorette from Jessica Yarbrough? That's funny. Come on, Jessica, get on board.
Get on board the McKenna train. Choo choo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who do we have left on this date?
I don't know.
It's the 2-1. It's now a 2-1-1 because Victoria has gotten the rose.
So and she goes home.
So we have Kelly. What? Oh, yeah, they send her back to the hotel with the other girls.
And she's like,
so
just
they're
like,
waiting. They're waiting. Who gets the last rose? Who gets the last rose?
And Kelly says, like, hell, here he comes.
It's one of us.
He doesn't have the rose.
She got the rose. One of us is coming.
And
one rose left. One stays.
Who's going to make it to the next level? I want to know. It's like when the fast music in Mario starts playing. Because it's like, you got to hurry up.
And then guess what wins? The list of love wins every time. Hannah Ann gets the last rose for hometown dates.
I just feel like this whole experience for these girls, because she starts sobbing, like could not control her sobbing.
I'm sure it was emotional.
Yes, because it was such like a build up.
That would have been a great limo ride home for her if she would have gotten kicked off.
Oh God. But
she would have sobbed so hard.
I feel like it's like boot camp for these girls. And I feel like you can attest to that because it's like you're cut off from the outside world. You're stuck. Like
you're in a different country. You really miss your family and your friends and you miss your everyday life. Even though you are taken away and you are trying to find love, it is a really hard experience. You have cameras in your face. You're constantly, they're forcing you to talk about your feelings. So you're just like spewing feelings all the time.
Isn't there like a syndrome for that? Like when you're like captors are like secluding you, like making you isolated and you only get to see them like your main guy like once a day. And you're like, isn't there like a syndrome or something? Like, I don't know. Anyway, sorry guys.
Lindsay Brady said, how do y'all think Peter will react to Madison wanting to save herself for marriage?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. So.
Oh, the cliffhanger, guys.
She did say if he sleeps with anybody else, then she.
So did she sleep with him on their one-on-one?
I doubt it.
I hope not. And then there's like the steamy one of like
they're
like.
If he does sleep with anyone, I want it to be the one person that he picks.
Yeah.
Because that's just. There's been a lot of bachelors who've been like, oop, fantasy suites, I'm sleeping with all of them.
How about the fuzzy socks in the one episode? They were both wearing fuzzy socks.
Who is he? I mean, that's my kind of date. That's my kind of man. I sleep.
Business socks.
I put those fuzzy socks on
Adam
every
Rose
night.
Adam, I'm talking about. Don't you, Adam?
I put those fuzzy socks on every
those
night.
Those are my business socks.
Pam Kennedy asked, how many times did Madison use the word like while talking to Peter?
Okay.
Like,
she did
50 times.
She said 30. I had a friend text me that her husband actually counted, and it was 30 damn times. So, fun fact for you guys.
It is hard not to say it. I've tried to be conscious about it. Conscience about it.
Manipulative. Manipulative.
But these girls say it a lot.
A lot. The only person that didn't say it was
Kelly,
the attorney.
Yes.
Because and you so can't say that in a court
I think
of law.
He liked having that adult conversation
because the
with
other
her,
ones are not adults.
Girls, yeah, it's hard. It's and I think hard. When you're nervous, you say it a little bit more.
Like
how much do we like say it
like,
over here?
Y'all should count us and see how many times like we say it. Like, so, and they all talk like this, especially Victoria F. It's really annoying. Shannon Wood says, there will be no windmill fantasy with those two.
Hey, no. Shannon. We went to high school together.
Girl!
Whoop, whoop, Ohio.
Cleveland. In the house.
I say, I want the final rose ceremony to be in Cleveland. Let's bring it back.
Let's
to
bring
where
it back.
All the love happened.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we have four girls left. This season is, I feel like it's flying by, but we've gone through so much.
We have gone through a lot, and I feel, I saw that the final episode is March 9th.
It is?
It is March 9th. I saw that. One of my Facebook groups. Hey, Facebook friends. Hi, guys. But yeah, so.
I miscalculated.
What did you say?
I thought it was going to be March 16th. But that's fine, as long as it's over by March 23rd. Because I have somewhere to be on a Monday night.
Avocados for Mexico.
I'm going to Mexico. I can't wait to use my Spanish that I've learned this season.
Vamos a explorar.
Sí. So we have four girls left. Hannah Ann, Kelsey, Victoria, and Madison.
And that cliffhanger, guys. I'm not kidding. It was... such a like
Peter, who's his what? Mom talking about?
I don't know, but it was very dramatic.
You go get her, you bring her home.
You get an Oscar.
Vamanos.
Mrs. Weber.
Yes.
Good job.
I don't know. That looks intense. What I mean, I have heard somebody, you're probably watching this, wrote me on Facebook.
You leaving me out?
No, she told me a spoiler.
Bish.
And I said, I don't like spoilers. And she said, I didn't. I just read it. It's everywhere right now. So
but do I know this person?
No.
I will slash
I'm just,
your tires.
I don't want to know anything. I want to play it out and I want an honest reaction and I want you guys to have our reactions to this.
I want to know. And yeah, I want to know that I'm right about Victoria F.
That you think she wins?
Yeah. And then they'll break up in in a few months.
Who, okay, so Megan, a lot of these girls will go on to Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay. Yeah, I keep seeing, all these people, like, okay. Wanting to, like, mm-hmm. link them
oh,
up.
Oh, look, perfect timing. Brittany Bolt writes, can y'all keep the show going for Bachelor in Paradise, too? Maybe they'll pick a bachelorette from that, like they did when they picked Nick. Oh, yeah. I get, yeah. They did. You so don't can, know.
I don't.
You yeah! don't know.
Yeah. Remember that?
No, I do.
I don't.
You think we'll get picked up for Bachelor in Paradise?
Will, John,
huh? Tell
Mark,
us. You like this show, guys?
Do you like us? Do you want us to stay for another season?
I hope so too, because we have a lot of wigs.
We bought so many wigs for you guys.
We're gonna have to be so many men too.
I can't wait.
In bathing suits.
Take
your top off. Linda Hill, looking good with that hand on your hip, girl.
Lydia, not Linda. Learn how to read.
Lydia Hill, looking good with that hand on that hip.
Yeah, you do, girl. You getting it, sister. That mom is talking. Do you know
don't
that?
Tell us if you know it. We just think that. I think she's talking about Madison because Madison's the only person that she knows. Anyway.
Yeah, sure. John, are we going to do our last little recap
thing? This show with The Bachelor is...
You guys, do you guys want us for another season? Because it will be brought to you by...
Pronk Studios. If you guys want to have your own show like we do, it's possible. You have to go to pronk.tv and your
wildest dreams will come true.
Yeah, whatever you want. You can film whatever you want. We just, you know, we like to talk about The Bachelor.
You could have a cooking show. Oh, that would be cool. Mm. Oh, we'll like to sit in on that cooking show.
You can do whatever you want. You can have this whole studio. They make the videos for you. They edit them. They do it all.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks,
Pronk.TV.
Thanks, Pronk Studios, for sponsoring.
And they have the best team. John is so tired right now, and he's here.
We love you.
We love you, John. He's about to be a daddy.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Let's, we will say goodbye. Thank you for
your support.
Yeah, we love you. Make sure to like, subscribe, share with everybody.
Share. If you have it in your heart, share this right now.
And like, now
watch. I want everybody watching, hit share right now, please.
And watch our little outtake video. We'll see you next week.
Mwah. Bye.
Can I be in the background?
Peter. Peter. Peter.
You're not in focus. I am.
Peter. 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 Peter.
I'm so grossed out.
God.
Peter. Peter, I want to sit in your lap.
Okay.
Peter. What? Peter, I'm doing nothing but vulnerable with you.
I'm uncomfortable. You make me so uncomfortable.
Let's breastfeed. Do you want to breastfeed?
I can't.
Here. You're hungry.
I can't take this seriously.
I've been nothing but vulnerable with you, Peter.
Get off my lap.